Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Tuesday, the fourth day of September 2012. We'll be here for the next 3 hours, and I tell you, I took a three-day pit stop, and normally when I take off 2 or 3 days, I'm working the entire time. I somehow did something I hadn't done in a couple years and turned off the computers pretty much, and only spent 2 or 3 hours a day reading and researching news. And I feel absolutely energized. I felt like my brain was Swiss cheese last Friday when I left here doing the nightly news, managing everything, going over constant information, hiring all these new crew members, and just spending time with the family and exercising and praying. I just am absolutely energized, and my brain is working and firing on all its cylinders. And I feel like I can articulate properly so many of the ideas we've got to cover here. And I just want to say that I am so blessed to be born in a country that's been so free for so long. And I'm so blessed that we have such wonderful listeners and supporters out there with the great honor and great duty and great responsibility to be here on the air. Because half the time it's a bunch of gibbering babble because these are complex issues. I'm not just trying to give people sound bites, and it is hard to articulate the real world because the real world has so many delicate edges and so many hard edges and so many different shapes and colors and sizes and nuances to it, to the full bouquet of its full spectrum palette, that it is hard to describe. It's like reality is like a trillion Van Goghs exploding in fiery gouts of blue flame. And then out of each little fractal design is an ocean of fireflies, each one its own universe. So we're going to be here for the next 3 hours, and we're going to open the phones up a little bit later in this hour. I'm working on getting Mike Adams to pop in. I didn't have any guests scheduled today because I wanted to cover news, but then I saw the big PR rollout that, you know what, organic food, you don't need it. McDonald's, you do. Hey, the difference between, an organic food and a McDonald's is the same thing. The difference between a McDonald's cheeseburger and an organic cheeseburger is no difference, except the fine print says pesticide, GMO, and hormones. But I just say, and never mind the fine print of the study. The government really cares about you. That's why they put fluoride in the water for you. And the GMO sterilizes and causes organ failure in all the mammals they feed it to in all the major studies. It's not a big deal, though, because the vitamins, they say, are the same. Yeah, but how are they structured? How are they laid out? What are the ring structures? You see, so we're going to be going over that if he's able to pop in. If not, I'm going to be covering that. Wow. In fact, if you're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, look at the stacks here. And I never even scratched the surface of these. That's why it's important to visit Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and all the sites. But I'm going to start my engines, and I'm going to try to come in here and race through at least the headlines and then dig down deeper into it. I'm going to try to get Tyrell Ventura to pop in for about 5 minutes today as well. We got Jesse on next week. It says on the conspiracy theory website there on True TV that show has, that they will air the new episodes. They kind of took them away, though, from the production house. And so who knows what's been done with it? Because they've been editing it for close to a year. So bite your fingernails with that. Who knows what True TV is going to do with this? Remember Homeland Security came down and tried to shut down the last season. Okay, wow, I'm not going to try to tell you what's coming up till we get back, but it is wild. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23 stacks of news straight ahead.
We We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Well, it feels like a Monday, but it's a Tuesday. Here we are, post-Labor Day, another one of those May Day-type holidays. It is Tuesday, the fourth day of September 2012, and we're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. Wow, it's incredible that we are about to have another anniversary of September 11th rolling around. That is hard to believe, but time certainly keeps on slipping into the future. We are part of the past and the present, and we flow into the future. Okay, let me, just to do it justice here on this very important transmission, lay out for new listeners briefly what we stand for. There has always been a fight throughout history between the forces of good and the forces of evil. It really boils down to that. But evil has always been defeated long-term by good. And so corruption, despotism, oppression, thuggish behavior, bullying, wickedness has learned to camouflage its activities in a package of good, in a covering of good. But the globalists themselves that run this globe have written thousands of books and publications bragging about their plan and talking about how stupid you are. But those are academic level and trade publications and military publications and congressional publications and think tank publications. And they brag that you are stupid and helpless like sheep. You can't revolt against the practice of eating mutton, as one of their top minds said. And so they communicate in your face like vampires at your front door going, yeah, I'm knocking on their door. Yeah, they're going to open it and I'm going to tell them I'm a vampire, but they're not going to understand it. And they open the door and they go, hi, I'm a vampire. They're like, oh, well, I don't believe in those. Well, here, invite me in. We're here warning you that government's the most dangerous thing in history. We're here warning you, repeating what the founding fathers said, who were great minds and philosophers, and also quite brave. We're here seeing the same thing unfold again, but with a nightmarish high-tech overlay. The greatest crime of the globalists is that they want to play God, and they enjoy pulling down the existing order, which is very wholesome and very good. They are attacking the family. They are attacking the very biological and genetic nature of humanity. Because with the globalist, it's a race to see who is the most bold, who is the most bravada, hubris, chutzpah driven. And it is a program of madness. There is a method to the madness. It appears to be insane on the surface. Then when you see their actual policy reports, it makes sense. But it still comes from a place of insanity and deeply, you know, twisted nature. And so it is insane within its full spectrum. The individuals running our society and our world do not have our best interest at heart and want to take us, in their own words, to a very, very dark place. They believe in social Darwinism to their absolute core. It is their religion. And social Darwinism is an idea adopted by the royalty and robber barons of Europe and the United States by the 1870s into 1900 or so, adopted worldwide in the industrialized world by the 1940s. It went underground after the bad experience of Hitler, who was a variant of it, but race-specific. This is not race-specific. This is a general coordinated attack on all of humanity. The globalists believe that they are introducing the danger stimuli that humans are lacking in an industrialized society. And so out of everything they're releasing and the very threat of destroying the earth, that the Superman will rise. They believe they are that Superman, and they say in their own philosophy, we quote top global leaders in my film Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, that they will either become God or die trying, destroying the Earth and solar system in the process. So that's where we stand. And once you understand this, you know what? You're not so much into football anymore. Once you understand this, you're not so much into your neighbors thinking you're really cool. I mean, sure, it's great to be friends with the neighbors, but you don't care if they hate you. You know what I mean? Once you realize that humanity has two roads to go down, absolute incredible things that we can't even imagine, and our species developing into something just unspeakably wonderful, the eye has not seen, ear has not heard, but God has in store for us, or the road the transhumanist, a.k.a. neo-eugenicist, are taking us down. And I don't mean the transhumanism you see on the news or in pop culture that's real cool and fun. I mean the real thing they're building. Because the transhumanism and the technology we're being given is all a trapdoor, bear trap, sabotaged Trojan horse. Roaches go in, they don't go out. Judas goat. Kill grid. Listen, you need to understand that the people we're dealing with are highly intelligent. On average, they have about 180 IQs. And you have to understand that when I was a child, I would read the piles of nonfiction and fiction books that my parents, absolute book-addicted people, were reading. And I noticed that what I was reading in science fiction books, I'd actually read in history books. It was just a history book written in a future context. And so by the time I was 10 years old, I'd read the Isaac Asimov Foundation series. And then I read transhumanist books by Aldous Huxley and Julian Huxley by the time I was about 13. And I was like, wait, these science fiction books are actually just a fictional write-up of what they're actually planning. And then so when I was reading Mein Kampf by Hitler, or I was reading Scherer's Rise and Fall of Third Reich, or I was trying to read Gibbon's Rise and Decline of the Roman Empire at 15, or listening to it on books on tape, that's what I really started doing, was with a cassette tape, lifting weights and listening to it. And the point is that then I inadvertently stumbled in to what the intelligentsia were actually planning. And so from that perspective, because I broke into things that they were talking about and operating in as if we were blind and deaf and didn't see it or hear it. That's how I knew when Google was first set up 13 years ago. I went and looked it up and found out it was set up with NSA and CIA public funding. It wasn't a secret. It's just they knew you wouldn't look. Plus, everybody knows the CIA doesn't do that. Everybody knows the NSA doesn't listen to you without warrants. That would be a police state, wouldn't it? And so I read all of that. And I read the Foundation series. And then I found out that Isaac Asimov and his rules for synthetic machines, robots, he coined that term, I learned all of that actually had come out of the intelligentsia in New York and in different areas of Europe, and that they understood humans could basically build whatever we envisioned. And so he said in the, when did he write the Foundation series? In the 40s? Was it in the 30s? And they have machines and computers off mass movement data pickup that can predict the future. And then DARPA actually built it and has named a lot of it. I mean, it's gotten to the point where I can say, I bet they've named this after the Foundation series. And I go look it up, and there's a 1975 program by DARPA and even mentioning Isaac Asimov to envision it, and then they build it. I mean, I can now think, because our brains are supercomputers as well, oh, they're doing this, and then go look it up, and what I just out of the ether knew they were doing, they're doing. I mean, folks, that is a great gift, but it's also, an absolute stream of data that you can't even control or even try to fully comprehend it. When you understand, ladies and gentlemen, when did they write the Isaac Asimov Foundation series? I'll look it up. I get obsessed with a factoid. Yeah, your mic's not fully on, so you have to get right up on it. Okay, started writing them in 51. So I guess he wrote some of the other series earlier. The point is that you read that, and then you realize it's all like a fictional account, futuristic war game of what they're actually projecting are the type of things they're going to face. They even faced in there in later series like idiot savants who are able to counter them with just, you know, their own electromagnetic, electrochemical systems. I mean, it's unbelievable. I mean, the point is that Google now admits that they're government run and that they're predicting the future, but not just predicting it, shaping the future. And they're using all of this data to not just, again, predict the future, but to shape it. And then you find out it's not even being done to empower humanity. It's being done to hurt us. And it's being done to keep us back, to prepare us, to put us into a trance state, a jellyfish state, for orderly extermination. And then the globalists say, but yeah, look, we've told you all this, and look at the police. They're going to serve a system meant to destroy them. They deserve it. So you should join us, is the argument. I mean, it's unbelievably evil. But then that's a lie. Those joining the dark side don't even get the power.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John. Big John, Big John, Big Bad John.
Yeah, and I had said 52 because that was the number they gave me. The Foundation series actually got published in 42, or the first parts of it, in Astounding Science Fiction magazine. But it was really like a little soft cover pulp fiction books that came out. The reason I know that is that's what I was reading. My dad had boxes after boxes of those, and I would read about computers that predicted the future off of mass movements and little chips and everything that tracked everything you were doing, and all your appliances tracked by the central computers, and one-child policies and eugenics. And, well, Aldous Huxley, who wrote Brave New World in 1931, published in 32. Mr. Huxley, he actually bragged before he died in 62. I've talked about this 100 times at Berkeley. You can hear the audio of the speech online. It's about an hour long. That, my brother, you know, he works at the UN. He's the head of UNESCO. By the way, this is our plan. We're going to grow UN tanks, and we're going to end the family, and we're going to drug everyone, and we're going to establish a world government, and there's nothing you're going to be able to do about it. 1931 wrote a book about suboid humans and genetic engineering and, you know, first sterilizing us, how they get you to the point of Brave New World is by putting chemicals in the food and water that weaken the society. The society goes into crisis, runs to the government for help. The government runs all the mitigation programs to help counter the increased cancer and the infertility and the neurological disorders and all of it. And then they give you treatments that actually suck the money out of you, control you, while posing as the savior. And you read this stuff in transhumanist publications from the 50s. That's when they set that up out of eugenics. And Aldous Huxley's brother, Julian Huxley, bragged. He was the head of the Eugenics World Society. He said, we're now going to call it transhumanism. Then I get transhumanists sending me messages saying, how dare you say we come from eugenics? I mean, that's just your founder. I'm just saying, not the popular transhumanism you follow, where you're flying around in jetpacks and live a million years and you're, you know, a robot or whatever. You don't get to go into the future. Your history is governed. Your history is dominated. You're not part of that. Comprende? Compute? Do you understand that? Can you computate that? And does it get through to your brain that here's the deal. You got royalty and rich robber barons that already dominated most of the world 160 plus years ago. And they already believed they were inbred and godlike and better than you and actually had syphilitic brains, most of them, and were inbred. So they were incredibly intelligent, but also incredibly vicious. And so it made perfect sense when scientists came along and said, we've got to create artificial stimuli. We've got to dump disease into the cities and put poison in the water to put pressure on people to kill the weak so only the strong go forward. Malthus was right 100 plus years before. This is in 1850. In the 100 years before that, roughly, he was saying put people in compact cities, put poison, put bioweapons in, put stuff in the water to get rid of the poor. There's not going to be enough room. They're a bunch of cockroaches. Get rid of them. And so these ideas developed hundreds of years ago by people who, to a man, had syphilis, because the wealthy were into women, obviously, and syphilis was ubiquitous among the prostitutes. They had syphilis, so they were criminally insane, and they were inbred, and they already had aggressive, successful genetics. So you add syphilis and inbreeding to successful, hyperdominant genetics, you've got what these people are building. And there's another side to humanity, the good guys, who have always been mitigating and holding back some of this stuff. But the new world order is when all of this comes in. It's when all of this happens. It's when the trigger gets pulled on all of it. You know, the guys just put Associated Press headline up. It's everywhere. That, the court upholds that the relationship between Google and the NSA is secret. But it's not secret. It was founded in the late 90s by the NSA and by the CIA on record. Go look it up. The current relationship is secret, but the telecommunications acts aren't secret. They've got hubs at every building and facility with everything going over it. I told you that in 96 because it was in the telecommunications act, not because I was a rocket scientist. It's all there. The plan's all there. Okay, I wish it wasn't true. I wish it wasn't all coming true. I wish it wasn't all happening. But you're in a petri dish. You're under attack. 99.9% of you that think you serve the system, think you're on the winning team. A lot of you are smart and decided to join evil at a certain level, but you're not smart.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Sick of the globalist eugenicist control freaks adding poison to your water and laughing as you get sick and die? Start purifying your water with ProPure. My friends, I've done a lot of research, and the best gravity filter out there, bar none, is ProPure, and it's available discounted at InfoWars.com. Its filters are silver impregnated to prevent bacterial growth. There's no priming required. It's NSF42 certified. Optional fluoride filters can reduce fluoride up to 95%. Easy to set up and use. Doesn't require electricity. Purify water from lakes, streams, ponds, and wells. This filter system leaves in beneficial minerals, which is key. Save money by not buying bottled water and avoid BPA that leaches from the plastic. ProPure is the best gravity-fed filter out there. It's what my family uses. InfoWars.com already has the lowest price on ProPure. But if you add the promo code WATER at checkout, you get an additional 10% off at InfoWars.com. You can also call to order 888-253-3139.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, Non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
We've got it.
This transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are go.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, couple program notes and some mid-air refueling here. I am attempting to take our operation to the next level because we've already had a serious effect on the globalists, and we have a responsibility to humanity and our ancestors to not let these inbred, insane technocrats take over. And that's why we are listener-supported when you buy the books, the videos, the high-quality ProPure water filters, 10% discount with promo code WATER. When you buy all of that at InfoWarsStore.com, you make what we do here possible. So I want to thank all of you that visit InfoWarsStore.com, and whether you get the Life Straw field water filters or whether you get the Dreams of My Father DVD on Obama's Real Providence, or whether you get the shower filters, or whether you get the T-shirts or the ball caps or any of it, that's what makes this broadcast possible, along with your prayers and also spreading the word. So please think about the site. I told you that at about, 60-something locations here in Austin, 66 locations, they refuse the new newspaper/magazine, the 48-page, the last issue, the September issue, is on designed economic collapse. So we got about 3,500 extra copies, most of them sold when I plugged them Friday, but we sold 36,000 of them in 36 hours. It's funny, 36,000, 36 hours. Held back 4,000 for people that when we do the subscriptions starting next month, so you can get the first month and the next 12. Of the 30-something hundred we had left that businesses didn't want out front, we have about half those left if you want them at InfoWarsStore.com. The 10-packs are all that are available right now. And you also have the InfoWars rack if you want to get a metal rack for them for your business. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsShop.com. And again, we're also streaming video of this syndicated radio transmission at PrisonPlanet.tv. That's PrisonPlanet.tv. And you have the daytime radio show, InfoWars Live, there every day, noon to 3 Eastern, and you have the nightly news. That'd be 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central. It goes out with myself and the rest of the crew. We now have five of the reporters here. We now have Linda West. We now have Jakari Jackson, Melissa Melton. We now have David Ortiz. We also have Dan Bedondi, and soon we're going to get David Knight down here in the next few months. He's got to shut down his business up there and move down here from North Carolina with his family. And it is a very stressful but also energizing time here. As promised, we're trying to just put everything we've got into the fight against these people. And you're supporting us when you purchase the books, the videos, all the stuff at InfoWarsShop.com, and also click on our sponsors. And we couldn't do this without others out there that are also supporting what we're doing. So I want to thank everyone in the alternative media, in the media, the AM and FM radio stations, the different websites and news sites out there that support us. Thank you so much, because I am on a mission. I am on a mission. I am on a mission. And going back 6 years ago, I made the decision to start expanding instead of just having six or seven crew members and staying small. I realized I had a responsibility because we were already having such a big effect to expand. And as we've expanded exponentially, we've reached more people. I will tell you, we're hurtling straight into full frontal confrontations with the globalists, all sorts of weird stuff going on behind the scenes. But that's what happens when you go in, through, and beyond. I mean, we're going into the black hole here, ladies and gentlemen. And when you support us, you put fuel in our engine to get maximum speed to go into that thing. And that's our only hope, is to hit it going 110 miles an hour. And that's what we're doing right now. We're a runaway locomotive going head on to the locomotive. And all that matters is we stop them. And that's what we're doing, ladies and gentlemen. But we need your help, your prayers, and your support in the info war if we're going to fire these torpedoes down the reactor shaft. And we can do it, ladies and gentlemen. We've got to be committed. We've got to realize that there is no way back. We must defeat the globalists. It's us or them. Now, I'm going to hit a bunch of news, and then I'm going to open the phones up. We don't have a guest in the last 30 minutes of the show, even if we did. We get Mike Adams on short notice? We did. Fantastic. So that is all coming up. I kind of went off into the transhumanism and the big picture. I mean, where this goes, why all this is happening, why you turn on the television and it's pure anti-family, anti-liberty, anti-freedom messages. I mean, that ought to scare the daylights out of everybody. And by scare you, I mean not scare you into hiding in your house. Call it scare you into action. People say, man, you scare people. You're trying to scare them. I think people that think that I'm trying to scare them don't get it. This is happening. I'm here telling you it's happening. Because I believe that when you understand that your children are being targeted with radiological, chemical, and biological, and you know, genetically engineered garbage to hurt them, you're going to get angry and start doing something about it. And that's what I've been doing for 17 years. And I have done an amazing, you know, amount of work, and it's had an effect, and so have you. But we need to understand that we've got to grab the New World Order by the arm politically, economically, socially, and pull the veil aside. That means pull their arm out of their socket. Because they've got their hand over our eyes trying to keep people from waking up. We got to grab them by the arm, and they're going to squeal. They're going to complain. They're going to say we're wrong. They're going to act like we don't have power. They're going to stonewall us. We got to go, you know what? Go ahead and stonewall us. Oh, you feel that? Oh, you don't like that, do you? Watch this. And just decide to pull their arm out of their socket. Okay, that's what I liken it to. Rip their arm out of their socket. Don't stop. They're not going to give us quarter. We're not giving it to them. And the weapon system of the truth is a weapon system that will destroy our enemies. Because their own servants and minions are compartmentalized, and most of them think they're doing a good job. Higher level are evil control freak mercenaries who think that they're on the winning team but don't understand this is the total destruction of humanity as we know what we're talking about here. This is inbred psychopaths given godlike power. Playing God, whose prime directive is to kill, steal, and destroy. Whether you believe in God or not, I'm telling you, that is who they are. That is what they stand for. Whether it's true or not that there's a spiritual entity behind it, doesn't matter for those of you that don't understand. It's real. It's there. You must admit it. What is in the Bible is now unfolding. That's what matters. What matters is this is happening. What matters is we are entering this zone. What matters is history is being decided right now. Now, let me just read to you. I've never done it before on air. I'm doing it today. I'm not going to comment on these headlines. I'm going to just read them to you. This is not even the most important news. I'm going through this just right to left. Official, Iran would take action if U.S. attacks Syria. Reuters, Al-Qaeda leader strikes deal with U.S. Saudis to send 5,000 fighters to Syria. Yemen jihadists personally trained by bin Laden. Paul Joseph Watson. 19 signs that Israel and Iran are on the verge of war. The American dream. True or PSYOP, U.S. won't ratify U.N. treaty that could have outlawed civilian firearms ownership. NATO terrorists to target Syrian civilian airports. Political stack. Hill poll. Voters say second term undeserved. Country is worse off. Obama is behind in polls across the board. Emanuel cutting short trip to Democratic National Convention. The rats are leaving the sinking ship. John King, to win, Obama must make history again. Yeah, and what do their advisors say? Stage terror attack. Now Obama must build the case for government. Gideon Raikman, who openly calls for world government in the Financial Times of London. He's their foreign editor. He goes on to admit what's destroyed Obama was admitting. He's a Marxist and saying he hates business owners. Obama, and he's saying he's got to own it now and admit that he believes in big government. Very disgusting. That guy's a Bilderberg Group member, by the way. True nasty one. Obama camp not worried about vetting Bill Clinton's speech. Yeah, because the Clintons run the Obamas. Reporter scolded by Democratic garbage police for not throwing him in the proper recycling area. Yeah, that's the new priesthood. Record high Labor Day gas prices greet Democrats in Charlotte. Hope you enjoy your anti-energy policies. KCBC exclusive. California Dem leader compares GOPs to Nazis. Joseph Goebbels. And it just goes on from there. Paul Ryan, you are not better off now. No, because it's a design plan. Ryan compares Obama's record on economy to Jimmy Carter. Bingo, that was the plan all along. It's all scripted, ladies and gentlemen. Of course, even some of these guys don't know it. They're that delusional and think they actually have the power. Okay, let's continue here. Obama, military option remains on the table. Ynet News out of Israel. Chuck Norris threatens 1,000 years of darkness if Obama wins. That video's up at Infowars.com right now. Let's continue here. Miss Obama's second-term agenda, impact nature of food in grocery stores. But not pesticides, not hormones, not GMO. No. Sugar and fat is bad. Not even saying good fats versus bad fats. Just the government's going to run what you eat. You see Bloomberg with the whole nanny state agenda. Here's another nanny state. Deaf preschooler in Nebraska told to change his sign name. His name is Hunter, and in international sign language, it's the sign of a gun. You can't make the sign of a gun or write about guns even in high school or they arrest you. That's total thought crime beyond 1984. Look what we've become. Stanford scientists cast doubt on advantages of organic meat and produce. This was in hundreds of newspapers last night and today. Total propaganda. But you read the fine print, they go, oh, but that's not counting pesticides, herbicides, chemicals, or synthetic vitamins, all the rest of it, depending on what it's grown in. And, of course, hormones. No, organic is bad. You don't want it. It's a ripoff. Don't eat it. A McDonald's cheeseburger is the same thing as wheat organic with grass-fed beef. They actually say all that. They say grass-fed beef is no better than feedlot fed on offal, other ground-up dead animals. Total baloney, but they don't care. Study sees no nutritional edge in organic food. That's USA Today, New York Times, Stanford scientist. Oh, they're the ones that learned how to control hurricanes by 67 and certified it. Cast doubt on advantages of organic meat and produce. Total eugenics facility. It's as important as DARPA-based MIT. Organic food no healthier than non-organic. Study, Reuters. But it's funny. I pulled up the articles here where, in fact, I had that in my IMs, but I don't see it. You guys may want to check that, where I sent you the articles where Monsanto, at their own facilities, same thing with Bill Gates' facilities, eats nothing but organic. The Chinese elite only eat organic. Look at these articles. Government threatens jail time for growing produce in front yard garden. New articles on that. EPA changes rules to allow more toxic cleaning chemicals in mainstream food. Live viruses being sprayed on mainline store-bought beef. Don't believe me, just type viruses sprayed on it. It eats the bacteria. I mean, it's a vaccine they spray on them in food. I mean, oh, but it's no problem, no different. Okay, boom, let's move on to the next stack. I'm into three stacks now. We're on a stack number four here. This is DrudgeReport.com, top right-hand side, was the top story yesterday. Stick It, now TSA testing drinks purchased inside airports. Told you about that a year ago, but now they're doing it in all airports. As you walk out of the Starbucks in front of them, they don't go test the Starbucks in there. It's meant to be nonsensical. They come over and have everybody have their water tested, their Starbucks tested, their food tested. They stick little sticks in there. They're getting you used to medicalizing. Federal funding to take your blood at highway checkpoints. Federal funding to have them stick stuff in your drink. I told you this 14 years ago, but they never implemented it under executive order to take blood to get a driver's license. Now in D.C., they give you a free driver's license if you let them take blood. Next, it'll be mandatory. Just setting up the idea of a clinic. That's all this is people in gloves while they dress kind of in a medical outfit. This is admitted. Psych warfare. It's a domestication process to get you used to them shining a laser on your face to see if you have the flu or a laser thermometer, sticking things in your drinks, touching your breast, running their hands through your hair. When my wife runs her hands through my hair, I get tingles. When my wife grabs me, I get tingles. You know, the woman I love and have had three children with. But they're like, oh, it's no big deal to have a stranger grab your genitals and squeeze them. It's normal to have Congress people having their genitals grabbed. Jesse Ventura's bad because he doesn't like his genitals being grabbed by a laughing person at Atlanta airport in front of me, checking to see if his testicles are his testicles. This is what we've become. Total psych warfare. Hiring TSA, running their backgrounds, finding out their felons and hiring them. And now, checkpoints at public events becoming normalized. Both linking to Infowars.com articles. The video is incredible. It's since already rolled off the front page of Infowars.com. Just go to DrudgeReport.com and it's the right-hand two top stories. Watch that video for yourself. And the people get off on it. It's a ritual. The TSA walks up. They've got their water, their Starbucks right there, you know, at the seats at the airport. They've gone through the checkpoint. The TSA walks over these women with these satisfied looks, just getting off on making people comply. People that wouldn't have been able to have been, trash collectors. Because that's a hard job. People that wouldn't be able to hold a job doing anything. Now they get to be minders. See, these are women that should have had kids. Women that should have been running a household, in a role that would have fulfilled them. Instead, and this is how it is, the new nanny state is these women who guaranteed never had kids. And they come over and you're now their child. You're now the 2-year-old. And these yuppies just with pleasure smile and go, here's my water. Here's my Starbucks. I just bought 20 feet away. And then, oh, yeah, government with dirty gloves and who knows what. Stick something in my drink. Get used to something being medically done. Stick something in my drink. Again, total psych warfare. We're going to be getting more into that. Activist put on terror watch list to prevent him protesting DNC. And I looked at the links this morning and on the mainstream news, WCO-TV and others, WSOC-TV, and I couldn't find why they made the fake arrest. Usually they put fake bullets in your bag or claim you did something to, drag you off if you're on the no-fly list. He was going to protest, and they just said, well, we arrested him, and it shows because protesting is listed as terrorism. And Paul has their official form in here, and it says attacking the Pentagon. They call it low-level terrorism, so they give a high-level terror attack a low-level name. IEDs. So if you attack the Pentagon, that's small. IEDs is low-level. Hate crimes against racial groups, and then they just add protest. See, they take things and then so that's why they call people that blow up the Pentagon extremist, and then when you protest big government, they call that extremist. The brain picks it up both ways. You understand? It's a way to call you a terrorist without calling you a terrorist, but now they just call you a terrorist. Protesting's terrorism, so they said, we're holding him, and we want him held till the DNC's over at the local jail. That's the feds saying, hold him in a jail. See, that's the new NDAA being rolled out against us nationwide now. That's what's going on, is we're just getting used to, as I told you, at the airport and then at highway checkpoints, you're going to be on a list. No judge, no jury, done nothing wrong, and it's a pickup list, and you disappear. But see, this time, the lawyers got involved and got him out. But see, this is what they're doing. They're just racing ahead with the disappearance. Then once people know people are disappearing, they won't be picked up by the police. That will then cause violent confrontations. Then the civil war starts. All of it is planned. All of it is prepared. We'll be back. Stay with us. They have a giant NSA base in San Antonio that when the local newspaper, because I've seen the local newspaper, San Antonio Express News and the local weekly, I forget the name of it, go out, they all have flip phone cameras, cell phone cameras, they'll be at the Walmart parking lot next to a giant complex, the size of a military base. I mean, and guys show up off their jurisdiction going, turn your cameras off. I've decided I'm going to go down there and film it because everybody knows the NSA's down there. Don't sit there and spy on me illegally and do all this and then have guys in black uniforms try to intimidate me like I did something wrong. You are hiding because you're criminals. Listening to our cell phones, grabbing everything off our internet, and you say you're doing it to fight Al-Qaeda. Bull! You run Al-Qaeda, and everybody knows it. You run Al-Qaeda. You run Al-Qaeda. You run stinking Al-Qaeda. You love Al-Qaeda. You created Al-Qaeda. You work for the foreign banks that took this country over. And I'm sick of it. I'm sick of all of it. I'm tired of it. It's a joke. I got big stacks of articles I've read where they're handing over everything to Al-Qaeda to just murder the Christians, Jews, Muslim groups they don't like, the Shiites. And then I got to be lectured about, oh, we got to stick our hands down your pants because of Al-Qaeda. And now they're like, well, it's not Al-Qaeda now. It's the conservatives and libertarians. They're the new terror threat. I told you a decade ago that was coming. This was always set up to take over America. I've got one of these big UN chiefs. I've got these UN chiefs, Asian minister, global UN police force to enforce world government dictates. That's an article at Infowars.com. And it just goes on and on and on. Kurt Nemo's got an article out where the West is planning to blow up the infrastructure of Iran, including their power grid. And they're going to deindustrialize that country, just like they've got Agenda 21 deindustrializing us. Don't you get it? It doesn't matter who the leaders are of the Iranians or who the leaders are of any country. Everybody's being deindustrialized but China. China's the new New World Order command base because they'll execute their people. They'll euthanize them. They'll one-child policy. They've accepted the world government. They raise their kids in government dormitories in many areas. They're ending the family. They're doing open-air genetic engineering. They've got cows already producing human milk. They've got human animal chimera clones. They are the new command base. They get three new plants. We get none a week. Three new plants a week. It's total shutdown. They can bomb their power plants. Well, they just have environmentalists shut ours down. This is a deindustrialization, diabolical takeover where only the high-tech corporate and government reservations are going to have technology and advanced medical systems. We're having everything cut off. The process of de-evolution and de-development has begun, as Maurice Strong swore they would. And man, when I get some cop into authority bugging their eyes out at me, I'm beyond getting mad at you. You are a pathetic mind control zombie sitting there in their little kid dress-up role messing with someone who is light years advanced from where you're at. And I talk to the police because you're the ones that they're going to try to use to enforce all this. You're the ones that in the next phase are going to be absolutely fed into a meat grinder. And I wish you'd wake up because that's one of the hopes we've got. How much of it's coming true? It's all starting to come true, folks. You going to listen to me? You think it's fun to risk my life? You think it's fun? I get chills every minute. I know the position I'm in. You think it's fun to be changing history? You think it's fun to be a real contender? It's real is what it is. It isn't a game. Do you understand that? It isn't a game. The chem weapons in your water isn't a game. The bioweapons in your food isn't a game. What's going on around us isn't a game. It isn't a damn game. It's real. And it's for all the marbles. I will not sit here idly by while a bunch of psychopaths set up a scientific dictatorship and try to put us into an arrested development system so they can orderly kill us like fish in a barrel. I'm a human being and I see the program and I'm awakening others to resist it.
Big Brother. Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Coming up in the next segment, I'm going to open the phones up and try to control myself and go to your calls. I have now covered 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 stacks partially of the news. Just one of these articles I read this morning by Kurt Linderman was like just so humiliating and painful for humanity. It's how they're giving kids, little kids, abortions without even telling their parents, how they're giving them vaccines all over the country without telling their parents, with links to all the news, reporting it like it's a great thing. People being arrested for what they write in school essays, three-year-olds that aren't allowed to use their name, Hunter, because hunting's bad. And, you know, because when I saw this article, I knew that as soon as I saw an article about a deaf preschooler in Nebraska told to change his name, I saw that last Friday in the Examiner, I knew that I would say, hey, I bet there's a trend to not have the name Hunter. And sure enough, found it, because hunting's bad. They're telling people, parents, don't name your kid Hunter. I mean, these people are a bunch of hen-pecking control freaks, and I've had enough of them. These armies of these soft, stupid, dumb people that are so weak, they want to boss strong people around. Let me tell you something, folks. When you're strong, you don't like bossing people around. You only do it if it's an absolute necessity. That's why I'm so sick of guys. It's a constant torture that really think they're tough. Let me tell you something, really tough guys are real polite and real nice because they don't want to get in a fight. A, because they know they might kill you, but B, they know they might run into somebody like them. Somebody who's been in a lot of fights actually knows what it's really like. It's always these soft nobodies. I've even analyzed, I've seen some of these guys start fights with people and later I'll ask them, hey, you been in a lot of fights? Oh yeah, I've been in a couple. Really? You ever been in the hospital before? You ever put somebody in the hospital? You ever had your teeth knocked out? You ever had arms and legs broken? And again, they're not in the real world. It's like they're about 12 years old, but they're 30. And they just have not lived yet. They have not experienced things yet. I watch these cops in these videos that we don't even play here on air most of the time. I mean, I could demonize police to the end of the world if I wanted to. But that only helps the psych warfare compact them more into their arrested development and their gang mentality that it's us against them. But I mean, you'll watch them where somebody's doing nothing and they kick them in the throat. And then you think, well, maybe they caught him raping a woman. You know, maybe they were just mad at him. And then the case comes out and they'd done nothing. They'd pulled him over. They hadn't even smarted off to him. It's a sadist wants to kick somebody in the throat or, you know, body slam a woman for no reason. It'd be one thing if you've been on the force 10 years and were having a bad day and somebody got in your face and pushed you so you beat them over the head. That'd be bad, but it wouldn't be like, oh, put them in jail. You know, somebody did something to you, but like stomping on somebody's head and then charging them with assaulting you because they raised their hand. It's so cowardly. It's so pathetic. I'm ashamed for you. It's not even that I hate you. I just think of what type of weirdo wimp are you? And then I think about what it must be like to be in your family. Just the nature of government. And how do you have a good country with a good police force, which are rare, versus what most nations are like with a bunch of out-of-control goons, street gangs in uniforms, running around abusing people. But generally, it's because the people are a reflection of their police. If you have an upright, strong, but also genteel society, the police are going to be well-behaved, and you're going to have a culture where being honorable and being intelligent and going after real bad guys like a bloodhound, and those people are honored. Because when you've got good peace officers, they are a treasure. That's why to see our system taken over and turned into evil and to see it become the opposite is painful, because it can be such a good thing. And it is so pathetic to see what it's turned into, and that the police are now being made our enemies. And they are like hogs to a slaughter. We'll be right back.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
That's right. It feels like a Monday, but it's a Tuesday, already the fourth day of September, 2012. I tell you, I've been watching the globalists engage in all their criminal activities. And I tell you, I'm here to wage war on it with the most powerful weapon in history. And that is the pen. That is the mouth. And when you load that weapon with the truth, it is a powerful dynamic duo. Yes, it's teleprompter-free radio, simulcasted three-hour TV transmission right here at prisonplanet.tv. We're streaming the video. And, of course, we also blast out on XM 166. And we also go out on over 115 AM and FM affiliates across the United States. It is so important for listeners to, A, spread the word about your local AM and FM stations. I mean, stopping your car at the red light and saying, hey, tune in to it. To, if you're a business, sponsoring my show or other shows on the station and letting them know. Or if you're a listener, supporting the sponsors and letting them know why you support those AM and FM stations. Because, yes, it shows how much of the New World Order's come out in the open that I'm now more and more accepted. I'm a mainstream media source now. I see it all over the news. They use our reports now. And that's because so much of this stuff has actually now been proven and is now out in the open. And the Drudge Report also helped mainline our message and has been incalculably helpful. So we thank Matt Drudge and his crew for their bravery on that front. But, you know, also Coast to Coast AM over the years, you, George Norrie, you get to this point where everybody kind of realizes, whoa, this stuff is real. This technotronic, neo-feudal hyper-technocracy is real. We are being colonized by the New World Order. In fact, remind me, guys, make me do a brief review. I wrote a bunch of notes. I went and saw Obama 2016 on Saturday. My wife and I and my good buddy Shane Steiner, we're getting ready to do the gun show again, folks. We've just been getting a bunch of other projects done. We went out and saw it, Obama 2016, and it was true to a level. So it wasn't lying. It just didn't take you to the higher level of the knowledge. So I want to ask the crew to please remind me at the start of the second segment next hour for me to do a brief review of that. I want to do a big official review with documents and show people examples with quotes and things of what's going on with Obama 2016. We're going to take calls in this hour on the reports that the we've been telling you about for a year, but now the media is finally picking up on it because it's going in nationwide. And then there's video surfacing of you walk out of a Whataburger or you walk out of a Starbucks or you walk out of a Salt Lick here in Austin at the Austin-Bergstrom International Airport, all airports, and the TSA comes over and says, we're going to stick a sampler, an explosives tester, in your drink. And they were asked about it a few months ago. And they said, well, we just want to be random. No, it's not random. It's about getting in your space and dominating you and creating the idea that you're all suspects. Because, see, they're now moving from Al-Qaeda. Oh, we don't profile. We just watch you get a Starbucks coffee that we know there isn't explosives in and do it because it's nonsensical. In military psychology, the Prussians developed this. They would have troops in boot camp near the end do really silly, stupid stuff. Sing stupid songs, say stupid things. I'm not going to say some of the sexual stuff some of the more advanced units would be told to do. And it was mainly, will you do it? Will you do what you're told? Because they have to set the precedent to take your three-year-old behind closed doors with a fat guy with a mustache, you know, takes your daughter away while they cry. I mean, you've got to be learned, pull up to a police checkpoint, give a blood sample. You got to let them grab your wife's breast. They got to get in your space. And they're now at highway checkpoints, malls, proms, just everywhere. The sky is opened, and people that have taken a one-week course, if they take another, the eighth day, you know, God rested on the seventh day. Well, on the eighth day, Janet Napolitano, big sis, has them take an eight-hour course. Well, there's a lunch, so it's 7 hours, where they learn how to read minds. Funny, I thought you had to have it like a super up-there-in-lights IQ. Be able to read facial expressions and have cultural icons and really be able to break down type groups and how someone speaks and their linguistics and their bone structures and everything that only an idiot savant could have to be able to actually know who somebody is. You think these people in 7 hours learn how to do that? No. There's very few people. They're called super detectives in history. And you ain't it. You ain't it. Yawning, sweating. But But it isn't even that. Oh, you're Alex Jones. Where are you going? I'm going to chat you down. Are you going to chat me down about your bosses at Stage 9/11? Yeah, you know, the government got the underwear bomber on the plane. Oh, don't talk like that. Well, you were wanting to chat me down. How about I chat you down? Oh, let's get you to the airport as quickly as possible. So we're going to be going over all of that today. We're going to be breaking all of that down today. And probably the biggest news of the day after I take your calls at 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. This is off the charts big news. And I'll tell you why it's off the charts big news. Because they report on it like it's no big deal in the news articles. And guys, I know you printed it for me, but I don't see them. When I do get to this after I take some calls, it's the story. Activists put on terror watch list to prevent him protesting DNC. Effort to characterize right to assemble as terrorism accelerates. Yeah, what I need is the links. I want a couple of those news stories because that's the news. The news is we're so acclimated. I called Paul this morning, who's super smart, probably smarter than I am in many ways. And I said, Watson, you read the articles that are linked in this, right? And he goes, yeah, I did. I go, well, the headline isn't that they're putting people on watch list. It's that they're now implementing NDAA. They listed in the report you link, and you pointed out in the article, but it should be the headline, that they put him in jail, and the Fed said keep him there indefinitely because he might go protest, and they list that as terrorism. This is NDAA. This is snatch and grab. This is bone-shattering bad. I mean, this is get-out-of-dodge type stuff. You know they're getting currency controls and capital controls in where you can't leave soon. Doesn't matter. They got the whole planet. You got to fight them. The only way we're getting out of them is over them, folks, through them. We're completely surrounded. Great. We can attack on all sides. And they arrested him, and they never even say he did anything wrong. It's, well, he was in a terror database because protesting's terror, and we just want to keep him in jail. I mean, don't all the little minions in your little outfits, your little gang outfits that you're part of the system, don't you understand they can take your bank accounts now, no due process. They can take your kids, no due process. They're giving them shots, no due process. I mean, listen, the shields are down. It's like opening the spaceship portal. What happens? You get sucked out in space. I mean, the portal's open. We're hanging on. It's trying to suck us out. I mean, we better shut that door right now. I mean, it is now racing at an explosive level where they are arresting 9-year-olds that write about a gun in their first English class. Talk about hunting with their daddy. I went with a dove hunt with my daddy's shotgun. It was fun. We cooked the dove. Boom. Police, juvenile hall, thought crime. And they call it a threat, or they have a psychological evaluation. The idea of grabbing you for your speech. Again, deaf preschooler in Nebraska told to change his sign name. His name's Hunter in an international sign language. That's the image of a gun. You know, holding up your hand like bang, bang. It's the thought crime. But the video games are violent, the culture, the media, police with guns everywhere, but the child is thought-crimed. That's out of the Examiner. And the local news is like, oh, this is a good thing, yes. You don't want a 3-year-old using his name. And I see this more and more everywhere. Where I was sitting there at a park, and I said, you know, and some listeners or people had come over, and I looked across the park, and I said, man, that wandering Jew looks really nice planted up there, because I'm into plants. I know about a lot of plants. And that wandering Jew looks really good when there's a whole bunch of it like that coming down that terrace. And I looked over at my wife, and I said, we ought to plant some of that wandering Jew. And there were people around there, and they looked at us just saying the word Jew, you're not allowed to say. Kind of like you say the word homosexual, you get arrested in England. Heterosexual, homosexual, people think that's... I've been I've been in a 7-Eleven when there's like, hey, what do you want me to get, Bob? And I saw this happen, and the guy goes, give me some of that Negro Modelo. That's like dark Mexican beer. And I saw not black folks. I saw the white yuppies. Oh, he said Negro, which means black in Spanish. I mean, lady, it just means black in Latin. I mean, this is the language is totally destroyed now where words are evil. Oh, my gosh, you said wandering Jew. And somebody goes, I don't think that's that its name. You're not supposed to say Jew. You're supposed to say wandering Jute. No, that's not the name. I pulled my iPhone out, showed them. Five species of spiderwort, purple in color, wandering Jew. Well, hey, buddy, we don't want... I was at Barton Springs yesterday with three other reporters, and they're going, hey, you know, are there alligators in the Colorado River? And I say, sometimes their range stops right here. And this woman goes, don't lie to them and try to scare them visiting Austin. And I went, well, no, I'm not. Their range stops right past Austin. Alligators are from here to Florida. From Texas, Louisiana, and she goes, and walked off. See, it's this culture of talking is bad, data is bad, knowledge is bad. We got one that can read.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, so coming up, Jesse Ventura's show that they've held back for 9-10 months. Is going to air in November, they claim, after Homeland Security threatened to shut them down. Apple granted patent to disable cameras according to location. That way, that when they're shutting down an area, they can just turn all your phones off with back doors. The police admit they want that because that First Amendment's so evil. Government's going to watch you. You're not going to watch them. But it's for your own good. Former Asia's first minister, global UN police force to enforce world government directives, and he says the UN will be all-powerful world government, no more sovereignty. But if I say I don't want that, the Southern Poverty Law Center comes out and says I'm insane, it doesn't exist, even though it's on the news. So that's just some of what we're going to be covering here today. But right now, let's go to your phone calls, and I will do the review, a brief review of Obama 2016. I finally went and saw it Saturday. And I've got some thought-provoking things to say. Julio in Illinois, you're on the air. Welcome.
Aloha, Alex. You know, you're talking about geoengineering, and it's crazy to see first in California with Proposition 37, the coalition against GMO labeling. It's you name the food company, you name the beverage company, even fruit companies, and they're donating hundreds of thousands, even millions of dollars in California against GMO labeling. And so,
well, again, I want to be clear. You could have good GMOs just like you could have vaccines. But the people running it are psychos designing it to sterilize you and make you sick. Merck got caught 3 months ago with its MMR shot, knowing it was giving people measles, mumps, rubella, and saying that was good because it would make people buy their product when they cause an epidemic. I mean, again, people don't know. All of these big pharma companies are the people that created the Nazis. The Nazis got their ideas from the United States and England and German pharmacological companies. They're all eugenics based. So you can't trust them. And yes, they're fighting to not have GMO labeling. And I'll cover that more later. I'm glad you raised it. There are all these articles about how, oh, organic's not good. You know, regular's just as good nutrition. But they have to add the proviso, except there aren't the hormones and the pesticides and herbicides and some other things. But our study shows, listen, our study shows it's just as good. You know what Searle did, owned by Monsanto. Two separate times, the Pentagon in the 60s was creating genetically engineered E. coli bacteria to try to have them eat toxic waste. And they found, wow, this stuff releases a sweet-tasting neurotoxin that's highly addictive. So the eugenicist had the idea at Searle, we'll put this in food, in drinks. And it's highly addictive, the perfect poison. Now, it gets worse. People can look this up. They give it to rhesus monkeys in the study, and it kills a bunch of them, brain damages the rest, when they put it in the mother's milk. They added aspartame in the mother's milk, totally screwed the babies up. There's so many different types of drinks for babies that have it today. It's so incredibly evil. Then, causes diabetes, you name it. They just used that study but cut out the monkeys that died and said, look, these monkeys were okay, the rhesus monkeys, to get it passed. So, yes, I mean, obviously you called in about the issue of the huge PR thing about, oh, you don't want organic. No, Bill Gates owns Monsanto. He says he wants to reduce your population to put vaccines in food so you can't escape it. Eat it. Bill Gates loves you. I'm sorry, don't you trust Bill Gates?
Of course, I trust Bill Gates manipulating our weather and poisoning our public. I trust him on that aspect. Two more things briefly.
Well, he does own the big company with government funds manipulating the weather, and he admits he's doing it, but it doesn't exist because the public is they know about the Broncos, okay, and their quarterback, but they don't know about geoengineering, so it doesn't exist. You're a bad man.
Yes, Alex, I had Kansas Congressman Timothy Huelskamp, we released this with We Are Change. He admitted to me that not only does he grow GMOs, but that we are currently eating some sort of genetically engineered food. He admitted this to me. And secondly, Alex, I'm set to break a huge story on a Midwestern state currently conducting weather modification, and they admit that what they're doing is coinciding with the drought. I have specific documents where they're admitting hail suppression, storm suppression, cloud seeding. They list the name of planes that they use.
Sir, there's hundreds of companies doing it with government contracts, but it doesn't exist. It doesn't exist, Julio. And again, Julio's a We Are Change reporter. Good to hear from you, buddy. Be sure and send us that link. We'll try to post it when you get it up at Infowars.com. Thank you so much for the call. That was your short segment. We're going to come back and go to Kathleen, Doris, and Brendan. Hey, I heard Doris Day listens to KSCO where we're on out in Santa Cruz. Maybe Doris Day will get through sometime on the line. Every time I read the name Doris, I think of Doris Day. I love her movies. One of the I let my kids watch old Doris Day movies. That's, every few weeks we have a treat and watch one of those.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Waging war on corruption, crashing through the lies and disinformation. Monday through Friday, 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. Back weeknights, 7 p.m. Central, with InfoWars Nightly News. Yes, my friends, you have found it. The tip of the spear in the fight for liberty, freedom, and civilization. Two roads lie before us. One to the stars and true human empowerment. A destiny of untold technological development. The other path, a neo-dark age controlled by a wicked technocracy. We are back. All right, my friends, I want to try to hurry to your calls now ahead of all this other news that I've been mentioning I want to dig deeper into. But I see this all the time. This is out of Forbes. FBI agent's laptop hacked to grab 12 million Apple IDs. Most major data breaches, if you even go to the mainline literature, are from big banks, government, and other institutions of that nature. You know, the Texas comptroller gives out millions of IDs. This state's attorney general gives out millions of Social Security numbers, IDs. The IRS gives millions of illegals fake tax ID numbers and is ordered to by the president. And now 12 million Apple IDs. That will certainly be helpful, won't it? And now there'll be a big cyber attack because of it. And, oh, they'll need to take over the internet and get rid of freedom because of the tens of millions of Social Security numbers that big banks have given away. It's always an accidental data loss. We promise it is. We promise. Stuxnet. Oh, it's attacking our infrastructure. We've got to pass cybersecurity. And I'm like, the government admits they launched Stuxnet. That's how dumb they think you are. That's the kind of stuff I got, okay? I'm going to go back to your calls. I just want to remind everybody that we carry at InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWarsShop.com. That'll both get you there. Or just link through at the shopping cart at InfoWars.com or PrisonBunny.com. we carry all the best stuff that I have used, I have watched, I have designed, I have worn. If I want a camo ball cap of a certain type with burn orange, Infowars.com, and don't tread on me, snake, we got them. And when you purchase it, it goes into the kitty to support this operation that's now got over 50 people in it. We've got the ProPure best water filters out there. I did research on them, found that these are the best out there to blow the competition away. Already the lowest price at InfoWarsShop.com. You can get 10% off any of the water filter products there with the promo code WATER. No one can even come close to these prices at InfoWarsStore.com. The Life Straw, free citizen rulebook with that, all of it, InfoWarsShop.com. You can also go over to the site, check out all the films, the books, the T-shirts, the free bumper stickers with all the orders. We've got a few because some businesses refused them. You got to love it. We sold out of 36,000. We printed 40,000 extra magazines to sell at cost. And then 36,000 sold out in 36 hours. So I held back just to finish the story. I already told it earlier, but the point is I held back about 4,000 to be able to sell once we have the subscriptions out next month. You'll get the first issue plus the next 12. And then 3,500 or so got sent back by stores that didn't want them, that didn't want to hear about the economic collapse special issue, inaugural issue. And so we've got a few of those left in the 10 packs at InfoWarsShop.com as well. So there you have it. Your purchase makes the transmission possible. Okay, that's enough. That's enough. I'm going to get into election propaganda, demonization, people being disappeared now for their political views, incredible TSA expansions, Apple spying on people, parental rights being annihilated, huge economic news, review of Obama 2016. I will cover it all. But right now, let's go to Caitlin in Iowa. You're on the air, Caitlin.
Hi, Alex. There's something about your show that just gets me riled up, so I'll try to be as precise and calm about it as I can. The way things have been going, you know, of course, globalization, the world's turning into like a big spider web, right? Everything that happens in one place trickles down, and I mean, almost everybody can feel it. And there's so much negative energy that gets thrown out into the world because people, well, they don't know what they mean or they just don't say what they mean. And everybody picking up on that, I think, is something that pushes them to give in to what's been happening, to give in to this system of crude action and analysis on the way the world is or should be. And I don't know what to do with it being that entire web and everybody can feel what's happening, whether they answer to it or not, how we work with it and how we get people to stop giving into all that negativity and to live as they ought to.
Well, here's the deal. You've got to learn what negativity is. I'm not saying you don't know, but a lot of people think saying that things are wrong is negative. No, it's positive if you walk out in your garage and stuff for a year is piled up and you can't get to any of your tools or get to your tents or get to your bicycles or your bicycles are rusted up. It's good on a Saturday to pull all that out in the driveway, to throw stuff away, to get it all clean, to go through it, to spray WD-40 on the bikes, and say, hey, we're all grungy with dirt on us. Let's go take a shower, and then let's go for a bike ride. But see, the average person will say, oh, don't be negative and say the garage is dirty. We have to admit we've got a problem. We've gone in the wrong direction. We've handed over control of our lives to the social engineers, who happen to be a psychopathic guild of eugenics-based control freaks. Okay, so the negativity is to say we can't do anything, or to say, oh, who cares? You're just being negative. And we've got to own it and say, you know what? This is the challenge of a lifetime, the challenge of our species. This is for all the marbles. The globalists are probably going to destroy human life on this planet or damage it to a great extent. They're already wrecking our genetic code. We individually are going to die, but we can fight for the overall species. And the minute you make that mental decision, the universe just full spectrum opens up. And you're like, whoa, now I'm actually conscious. Doesn't mean you have all the answers, but you now have gone to a new level. The moment you say, I'm committed against evil, you truly recognize the evil, crimes against the genetic code of this planet, God's creation. I mean, that's what sin is. Again, let me explain this. I'm not somebody that hates people that have sex with the same sex. Okay, I'm not judging him. I've grew up in modern times. I've seen a lot of wild stuff. I don't dislike people. I don't like that the globalists are trying to push that agenda to destroy the family because they see it as a strong institution they want to overthrow. So then the system cries uncle and says, you're being mean. You don't like gay people because, you know, you're saying we shouldn't teach seven-year-olds about sex in school. No, you're doing that to accelerate the development, as the transhumanists said they would do. That's in Brave New World, but it's also in their real nonfiction documents, to arrest development. Because if you accelerate development, you arrest the final development. When you accelerate early development and don't have that innocence period, you then arrest advanced development. Accelerating development stunts and arrests long-term hierarchy of need development. That you'll never read that in books. That's my own analysis. But then they admit it in compartmentalized pieces. But I'm kind of going off in a jag or a roundabout, on a walkabout on what you just got into. But you know, they always make it so simple. Like, you're just some stupid religious guy. Well, no, those churches put themselves between us and God and are designed to make people not get access to the truth. That doesn't not mean that there isn't spiritual things in the universe just because a bunch of people realize there's power in that, so they put themselves in front of it. Look, if we just decide abortion is bad, that's a great step against evil. If we just decide that self-defense is good, and anyone that says take the guns because we want to keep you safe really just wants to enslave you. It doesn't mean we don't know there's problems with guns or innocent people being killed, but we understand they want our guns for the greater evil of the monopoly of force. It's logic. It's analysis. It's ma'am, I apologize. I'm ranting. What did you call in about?
I just wanted to kind of bounce ideas off of UVC because the personal potential that everybody should have has just been so dampened. And to try to get people out from underneath that, to me, just seems like the biggest challenge. I mean, and you try to tell them these things and it almost seems to damper them more because they won't take it just as truth. And
do you know why they do that? Do you know why they do that?
They're scared, perhaps.
It is a hypnotic suggestion. It is a psychological command. It is a preconditioned trigger. It is a hypnotic command, literally, through the culture that they feel so small and little and so ineffective that they say, I'll do whatever the culture says is cool to be accepted, and I'll take on these physical trappings, you know, of beauty or masculinity or, you know, whatever the style is, so that I fit in because I don't feel like I have an identity. Your identity flows out of the spine, the space-time continuum. You are creatures. You are space aliens. And by that, we're not space aliens from a faraway planet. If we thought about the fact we're on a planet, you know, with weird dogs running around and squirrels out in the trees and stars at night, burning star systems and nebulas and rivers and wind and science and art and ideas and honorableness and passion and children and everything and challenges. It's good to be challenged. It's good to be in the crosshairs of evil. It's good to be killed by evil, resisting it, because that's what makes others. You know, so many times in history, when evil crushes, because more primitive evil would just crush someone resisting it. But evil learned that when they crush someone out in front of everybody, it doesn't actually scare people. Something triggers and people go, almost like a gravitational pull, I must resist now, and begin pulling in. When you have an Alamo, or you have somebody like Martin Luther King killed, or Christ being crucified, or Mahatma Gandhi, it creates that martyr. What do they mean by a martyr? People then understand, wait, people are dying? This is real. They're so committed to this danger, they're doing it for the greater good. I need to commit now to die if need be. And not because you're a hero, but because you want to add strength to the collective of the species. And that doesn't mean an artificial collective. Everything the system sells is a counterfeit of the Illuminati takes all of these archetypal symbols that are symbols in creation, symbols of God's work in the firmament. And they copy all of God's symbols as a counterfeit. And then when those of us sometimes use those symbols, like a planet with a sun coming up over it, a new day, creation, the beauty of the universe, people say, oh, that's an Illuminati symbol. No, it's not. They took our symbol. They take everything away from us and then put their agenda behind it. And so we have to understand that these people have discovered one level of the secrets of the universe, and they use it greedily to try to have temporal control instead of understanding that there's something much larger and much bigger out there. And so they create a counterfeit of the collectivist model. You are an individual who is empowered and admired and built up because of the manifestation of God's incredible energy in creation through you as part of God's manifestation. And so you're, you know, looking out into the world operating, and then you are admired, you are supported, you are built up because it's better, it's stronger. That's the competition. So, but within that, then, those that are successful in the competitive system also understand that then it's their job to fight the corrupt evil that is attacking people, who itself is powerful, but in a dark way, it is those of us that are strong, our job to resist that. So the evildoers learn how to manipulate the good into serving their system. And I'm really getting philosophical right now. I meant to cover news today, and I'm probably all over the map here, but I appreciate your call. I said I'd take a bunch of calls, and I'm all over the place. People are stunted. They are like victims. They are zombies. They are androids. They are pre-programmed. They're not real. The easiest way to understand it for someone in the Matrix is, do you remember being 3 years old, 4 years old, and playing Batman or Robin or Superman with your friends in the neighborhood, and that feeling all of a sudden as you're running around with a cape on, you know, imagining you're Superman, that this is silly, I'm not really Superman. And this is a make-believe thing. It isn't real. I'm make-believing. That's what the whole world is. That's the two paths. There's the false reality, the lie, the world, which isn't the world. It's the template laid over the real world, a false grid. There's the lie. And the deeper you get down the lie, the more you can't recognize the real world as you drive away from it. And the more you do recognize the fake world, and it becomes more and more real. And it becomes all you want to embrace. And it becomes all you want to interface with. Okay? And so you go deeper down that road and into all the lies that you don't have free will, and so what if a child's being tortured, or so what if this is going on, there is no good and evil. It's telling you that so you have no rudder, so it can suck you down the black hole, suck you into the Hellraiser dimension, suck you into the event horizon, take you into its dimension, take you away from the light, take you away from God, take you away from the wholesome creation, take you away. You've got that road, and then you've got the other road. The road that seems hard, and even as it gets harder, it gets better. The wanting reality, wanting perception, wanting accuracy, wanting to know the real mysteries, not using mysteries to control people, mysteries that are only one level, there's always more levels, wanting mysteries to empower, wanting mysteries to build, wanting mysteries to explore, wanting mysteries for love and goodness. Everything that darkness tells you is weak. See, they tell the weak, you would have power if you were evil. Become a master of evil. And then people never experience good, so they think, well, I'll go serve evil. And then they immediately, in an evil system, with more and more people in a delusion, operating within the delusion, they're like, wow, these people aren't conscious. I can manipulate them. I can get power, temporal power. But you yourself are only at one level above them in ignorance. You understand that? You're only one level above them in your ignorance. You're able to lie and manipulate them, but it's a lie to use lies to manipulate. You yourself are lying. You yourself are shuttering the level at which your human development can reach. Do you understand that? The truth, though, I will warn you, is like grabbing a hold of a high-powered electrical conduit. It will begin to burn away what you were, and it will hurt when you first grab it. Evil's kind of fun, isn't it? Feel like you're getting away with something. It's kind of an easy road to go down. Good, when you reach out and actually grab hold of it, your teeth are going to clench. It's going to hurt. But if you just keep hold of it, it will burn away the fear. It will burn away the weakness. Imagine being the so-called mainstream media telling you that you don't need to eat organic food. And all organic food is real food. Imagine the commitment against your own species as a mercenary to tell people that pesticides and hormones and GMO are good for them. Coming up in about 40 minutes, Mike Adams is going to join us. I'm going to go back to your calls now. I'm going to do a brief review of Obama 2012 coming up when we get into the next hour. And a bunch of the news I mentioned earlier, but I am in a preachy mode today because I took off 3 full days, which is very rare to actually take off. I usually work feverishly the entire time and only worked a few hours each day. So I am just energized. And so I'm kind of preaching because I thought a lot about the nature of the universe and things while I was gone. So apologize for that. Doris in Tennessee, you're on the air. Thank you for holding.
Hello.
Hi.
Speaking of preachy, I found you one day about 2 years ago looking for Tex Mars, and you had Tex Mars on your program. Number two, Susan B. Coleman, I'm having a hard time figuring out the doublespeak. Are they or are they not supporting Planned Parenthood, a.k.a. abortion mill?
Well, they were supporting it, and then they pulled out of it, which is the right way to go. But overall, that foundation is, you know, out there promoting treatments and things for women, but never discovering why is cancer and these other things increasing. Does that answer your question?
Well, I just want to say one thing about aspartame. Aspartame almost killed me personally. And they know it in the hospitals. They even joke about it in the neurology departments when they're doing tests on people. They say, we haven't had our aspartame today, and laugh about it. I also want to mention something about Directive 51, which literally makes Congress ceremonial. So Bush did that.
No, that's right. All this stuff's in place. And now the president is directing, hey, Congress, you're under UN command. Sit down, shut up. Hey, I'm going to shut down these power plants without Congress. Sit down, shut up. Hey, I'm going to start arresting people. I mean, I have the article here. Activists put on terror watch list to prevent him protesting DNC. You read the article, it should be activists grabbed under NDAA for First Amendment. I mean, it's huge. I'm even getting accustomed to just accepting this. I mean, it's so incredible.
We have a de facto government that has just taken over completely, and they've all worked together. I listened to Romney's speech extremely close the other night. He gingerly walked around the issues of guns. He didn't even mention guns, number one. Number two, he talked about the sanctity of marriage. He did not talk about homosexual marriage, which I look at it exactly like you do. That it's an attack on the family.
Also, look, here's the deal. Exactly. People try to make it like, you're attacking me for what I'm doing. No, I'm not. But what's up with going to, like, family parks and grabbing and kissing on each other in front of the biggest soccer game you can find? There's a shoving. You don't see, you know, I mean, I guess you see, like, 15-year-old heterosexuals doing that. It's juvenile. And I don't like it being pushed on kids in school. I don't want anybody pushing anything sexual on my children. I want them to remain, you know, innocent. And, you know, that's the issue, is that there's a... But that group's being used to push a anti-family agenda, which the globalists admit. And so, again, they try to change the subject. Oh, you just hate people that are like this. Really? Really? I'm not even thinking about it, and I don't care. in the final equation, what somebody does themselves individually, that's called freedom. Don't sit there and push it on people's kids. That's called pervert behavior.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right. This is a short segment. We're going to take calls. I'll do a brief review of Obama 2016. I'm going to do a high-produced one later this week with documents and things. But I finally went and saw it. Pretty powerful, but I'll give you my take on it. And then we're going to go to everybody that's holding. We're going to go to Brendan here in a moment. Then we're going to go to Ron in Hawaii. And then we'll get to folks like Sean and Cliff and then Billy in Tennessee listening on 1490 AM WJOC. So that is all coming up ahead of Mike Adams popping in for about 15 minutes, where Michelle Obama wants to tell you what you're supposed to eat, but GMO, pesticides, herbicides, and hormones, that's good for you, because, you know, organics, you don't want it. There's a big PR push against that right now. So that's all coming up. Right now, let's go to Brendan in Wisconsin. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex, thanks for, it's always nice to talk to you. Last time I talked to you was down in Chantilly, Virginia. I was walking up with Joe Bannister, actually, and when you were up on the corner. And
hey, good to meet you, brother. I remember sitting and hanging out talking to you guys.
Yeah, it was great. I mean, I, first of all, just a shout out to everyone. I won't go through their names or what other citizenjournalism.coms they may work for, but everyone who was at that steakhouse in Chantilly, I'm the guy who bought you the tequila and Irish whiskey shots. But anyway,
thanks. That was a big help for my waistline.
And well, we didn't want to bug you. You were talking to Joe and everything, but it was a great time. And I'm just a small businessman, and I decided to go to Chantilly, and I knew that that's where the action was. I knew there was going to be a great bunch of people. I got interviews with Stuart Rhodes and a whole slew of people. So the power of citizen journalism, I mean, you've got it nailed, and you had a really tight schedule. Let's just say it was not a calm and cool day. It was pretty balmy down there, and you guys were really
But I got plenty of liquids. The tequila was a big help. They recommend that, like after a two-a-day, to drink some tequila.
Exactly, cactus juice. It's good for you. Plus, if there are no
it's good for giving you hangovers, yeah.
So the power of citizen journalism, I met Julio that was just on. I met all the We Are Change Wisconsin, We Are Change Minnesota people. Great bunch of people, and you really give us a shot in the arm when we see how you pull it off, and some of these other guys were doing their own live streams, and people need to not forget that you can do this too. I know it seems like the world's coming in on you, but it doesn't matter. You have to get out there, because it's better to do it now than to be further behind the eight ball and trying to do it later. And you always speak out on that, and I'm glad that you do. And then the next point that I wanted to make was the power of preparedness, which is awesome. I've called the tip line before and said, hey, this is a huge market. This is a year ago. This is when the quote-unquote quickening we were starting to feel. And I spoke to you about it on
No, Air I know. Time. I need to promote that more, because here I am. I'm getting prepared. I'm trying to put in solar. I got rainwater collection. I'm getting extra storable food. And then I'm not even really out there promoting it to my listeners with sponsors and stuff. So great win-win-win. Promote good products we've tested, but also fund our other media operation to be able to fight the globalists and hopefully back them off. But if people aren't getting prepared, they are insane. There is a very good chance there's going to be a catastrophic depression. Hopefully we back it off and it's just a depression/recession. But, I mean, I've got the economic stack here. Moody's is saying negative outlook that Europe's going to implode. That's CNBC. Government's digging in. The banks are engineering all this to be their takeover. So, yeah, let me tell you, prepare for the worst, hope for the best, pray for the best. But, by the way, we have finally coming out a film I've done with Joel Skousen that'll be out in about a month or so, that is extremely powerful, breaking all that down. All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
It is Tuesday, the fourth day of September 2012, and here we are, yet another live hour of syndicated radio dedicated to human liberty, dignity, and freedom, transparency in government, the family, and humanity winning and going into the future. We are here back live, and I will get into incredible news here in my stack. Just unbelievable. With the Department of Defense and TSA now arresting peaceful protesters who try to fly and holding them as terrorists and listening. And we have the official documents the ACLU got saying protesting is terrorism. Well, yeah, they say liberty lovers are terrorists. So that article is up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. It dovetails with two of our big reports that are still top stories, right-hand side of DrudgeReport.com. TSA now grabbing people's drinks after they go through the checkpoints. Something buy at Starbucks or McDonald's, they come and grab your drinks right after they see you buy it as just an act of pure domination. I'm going to explain why they're doing that and rolling checkpoints out on the streets. And we've got Mike Adams popping in for about 10, 15 minutes to talk about this incredible new Blitzkrieg PR campaign where they're coming out and saying that, oh, you know what, organic, you don't need that. It's not good. No, stuff with pesticides in it, it's really good for you. So we're going to be breaking all of that down. Now, I'm going to do an official analysis of this coming up in the next few days. It's on my radar to shoot a special video and put it together for the nightly news and the radio, because this film was so profound that I think I'm going to go back and see it again, because I'm going to be honest with everybody. I had a couple red wine toddies Saturday night. I got to completely quit drinking. I mean, why exercise, jog, run, do all this, and then and swim, and then still, you know, eat chocolate cake like I did last night and drink red wine. But long story short, I went with my buddy Shane Steiner and his girlfriend and my wife. We had a great time. I was thinking, yeah, this will just be a neocon movie. And it was anything but a neocon movie, except for one facet, and freaked me out, quite frankly, because I knew everything in the film. But the fact that Dinesh D'Souza would come out with something like this shows very high-level globalist connections. And so either he's a very smart guy who just hasn't broken through to the final level, or he's a really evil person. Because if you put something out like this that's actually very thoughtful and deep, but very well, cinematography was done very well, a very impressive style, kind of a new style, I have to say. If you put something out like this and have that level of knowledge but don't give people everything, it made me very upset. So, here I am plugging it. It was only in a few theaters a couple of weeks ago, and now it's in theaters everywhere and it's been selling out. If you really want to get a bare-knuckles film, not cinematically as gorgeous, spots of it are, then you want to see The Obama Deception free online and see more than 40 million times on YouTube and Google Video alone. Because even though it was made 3.5 years ago, it will really explain what's going on with Obama. This film didn't. And again, I wrote some notes while I was in the theater, but it was like 9 o'clock at night, and I was sitting there holding my wife's hand, and I didn't really go over all the points I wanted to. So I think I'm probably going to go see it probably tonight or something, and then I will write a bunch of notes up on Obama 2016 and do an official breakdown of 2016's Obama's America. But here's the basic fact at the heart of it. The author who had a bestseller in 2010, who was a big Reaganite, born in India, Dinesh D'Souza, he wrote it and co-directed the film with John Sullivan. It was produced by Gerald R. Molin. It's based on his 2010 bestseller, The Roots of Obama's Rage. Now, here's where the film is accurate. And it does kind of talk to you like you're 8 years old. But for the general public, that's an advanced political concept. Most political stuff is at the age of about a four-year-old. Bob the Builder, can we build it? Yes, we can. Obama tells Bob the Builder that he didn't actually build that. The people that animate the series on PBS didn't actually animate it. So Obama says to Bob the Builder and the makers, you didn't build that, but thanks for the theme song. And thanks for the catchphrase, little attempt at humor, folks, that I thought of. Because, you know, I marvel at that. Every once in a while, I let my kids watch TV, and Bob Builder was one of them. You know, I noticed when Obama was running four and a half years ago, and it started, you know, yes, we can, you know, Bob the Builder, can we build it? Yes, we can. See, so that's how my brain works. I'm kind of digressing. You know, normal political propaganda is at about a four-year-old level. This is about at a 6 or 7, 8-year-old. So I found that refreshing. If you want something at a college freshman level, it's simple, it's laid out, but there'll be some terms you'll want to write down, some things you want to look into. If you know, I don't think you're idiots. In fact, the globalists admit they've dumbed things down to create a feedback loop to make you have a childlike mind. My answer is just give you sophisticated ideas, and that you will then, you know, be able to deal with it. But I think you're winners. You know, I don't think you should all be exterminated. I'd like to try to build myself up and everybody else up. You know, I can kind of feel the, you know, the karma, you know, the reap what you sow, whatever you want to call it, that just the idea of dumbing people down or keeping them in the dark to control them just makes my soul shake. Soul shaking. Yeah, the old timers knew what they were talking about. Why do they say you shake when you're doing evil things? Because your soul's quaking. You're going against God's law. Your body doesn't want to do it. Okay, getting back to the film. At its core, it explains that Obama came from Kenya, so it kind of props up that foggy thing. We know who he really says he is isn't true. We know he has this huge CIA background. But they don't mention any of that. They kind of follow a lot of false narratives at that level. But the big thing they explain that is true is that Obama wants to destroy America. He wants to hurt America. He wants to impoverish America. And he wants to lower our standard, not build up the third world, because the globalists actually say this. I mean, the writer of the film knows what he's talking about. The globalists want a post-industrial world. Only certain reservations of high-tech government and industry will be allowed to go into the future. The rest of us are to be walled off. The UN is to be all-powerful, as another UN minion is in the news saying today. Top Asian first minister, global UN police force to enforce global government. Malaysian first minister, the secretary of the Security Council, will pave the way to setting up a world parliament and a world cabinet, making the UN the most powerful in the world and having full authority on Earth. Full authority on Earth. Boy, I mean, does that sound good, just the common sense out there, to have one big giant authority that can't be checked or balanced? No, it sounds like Antichrist stuff, doesn't it? But the point is, wow, to have Republicans actually be honest and say, because, I mean, you start letting truths out like that, they're not going away, that Obama is a globalist who is anti-colonialist, and so he doesn't want to raise up the other countries. He wants to lower everybody, because that's the big secret. In the Copenhagen Treaty, they want to have double the shutdown of industry, or right at double, in the third world what happens here. And the money that they take from the rich West doesn't go to the warp folks to build them up. It goes to the global government to dominate everybody, because the name of the game is control. So to make a long story short, I'll do a full review. I'm going to go see it again so I can write notes. Is that they don't explain to you, though. They almost act like colonialism's good. Well, they don't almost. They talk to what they say is Obama's brother. And the brother talks about how things got worse once the colonialists left. Well, because the colonialists were never kicked out. They learned to claim they pulled out, leave their corporate interest in there, and let puppets come and go so they could do 10 times the abuse of you. They just quit calling it colonialism and called it globalism. And the only place where colonialism's really being practiced in the old way is in the old world and the first world. Old Europe, Eastern Europe areas, but Russia, some areas of Asia, but also in the industrialized world. It's a post-industrial world where the economy is designed not to expand, but to contract. And all the policies done in the third world to block development and things in the old days under colonialism and only let the central nation states of Germany, the Dutch, the French, the Spanish, the U.S. has been imperial for 150 years at least. In the past, you did only have the central predatory tribal country allowing finished goods. Our country had the Revolutionary War mainly over the fact they wouldn't let you have value-added finished goods here. So they go over that but don't explain that the globalists are engaging in that. That's why they pay to ship our jobs overseas and put laws in where we can't build and shut us down. They're practicing colonialism on us, but not by nations. The banks are doing it. All right, I'm going to go back to your phone calls, and then Mike Adams is coming up for a quick update, and then more of your calls after that and other important news. But finishing up with Obama 2016, I'm going to have to go see it again and write notes, because there were so many points. And we're probably going to get Dinesh D'Souza on the broadcast as well. But the point is, it's a totally different angle, and it's more accurate than just saying Obama's a Muslim who wants to kill us. I mean, really, he is a globalist, but Dinesh is just saying, no, he's somebody that's more of a socialist or communist who wants to redistribute your wealth to the third world. But it's more sophisticated than that. You've got the colonialist, which were conquered by finance capitalist to a great extent by 1815, and then expanding from then on out with 1913 in our country, who aren't just trying to use Western wealth to dominate the third world, but that are using colonial policies here domestically on us. For those that haven't read the writings of George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Benjamin Franklin, why were they so mad? They couldn't get a license to ship goods to England. You had to go through certain British traders, even though they were British citizens, who came from good families to boot. Only people from England were allowed to ship it back to the empire. They were treated like a pure colonial situation. Because they were colonies, but they had rights as Englishmen that there had been multiple civil wars over in England. So really the civil wars of that country came here. It's not like we were against England. It was a continuation of people saying, look, I go out here and clear all this land, and then I'm not allowed to even have it. I've got to sell it to a land broker who's got a connection to the governor. So it was this nepotism and a few insiders. It was monopoly crony capitalism. And they were like, we don't like this. You weren't allowed to have a gun. You couldn't make a shovel. You couldn't make a rake. You couldn't build something. That's why they have the Stamp Act. Not just to come in and put stamps on things in your house as a property tax, but to also come and know what you had. Because this rake doesn't have a certified mark that it was made in England or that it came in on a ship. You're not allowed to have value added. And people are like, hey, man, I'm a good blacksmith. I want to make guns. I want to make hoes. I want to make pickaxes. Well, you can't. George Washington wrote about, he had all this land that he worked hard on, all, you know, growing hemp, you name it. And to buy a gentleman's clothes, he'd have to pay 20 times what they cost in London, or if somebody made them there, to have the finished product. His carriage, I've read his letters, you know, the green and black carriage he had that you had to have for business, you know, to put on the airs, cost 30, 40 times what it should have. And he had to go through these corrupt brokers and all this stuff. He had to get a special military commission to be able to get around all that. They wouldn't give it to him, even though he'd been the militia leader and helped expand all these territories and been in all these battles. That's what it was really all about. And see, that's what colonialism isn't just the liberal version of evil white people going and taking over areas. In many respects, with the Christian missionaries and people, they actually helped bring industry and did actually build people up in earlier colonialism. There were certainly abuses, but they really wanted to build them up and educate them so they could, quote, save their souls. But you get into later colonialism, and it's a complex issue. It's hard to boil it all down and simplify it. They realized, hey, let's not build up anything. Let's keep them in squalor, purely export raw materials out of the countries, send them back to the mother empire, and use that as a tool of control, both to control the raw materials that you overcharge the manufacturers for, and then you overcharge people that are buying it back in the colonial holdings when the finished goods come back in. And so if you look at globalism, shutting down our industry, shutting down our power plants, tax incentives to move to China, $22 billion to move General Motors to China in the Volt and Cadillac factories, really what it is a twisted neocolonialism that's full-spectrum dominance against the Third World, but also the First World. But because they can control the Third World better, like China, a mega-Third World, old world, they are using that as the new command base to leverage out, not to just dominate commerce, but to end commerce. Once they're done imploding our economies, they're going to implode the Chinese economy and then try to bring in a global collapse where, again, the bankers loan out more fiat they control to further consolidate and dominate towards a global government that's dictatorial, that can launch wars and release bioweapons to reduce populations and force inoculations on populations worldwide, as they've stated they'll do, to again sterilize and reduce population, to take the Chinese population reduction model and expand it worldwide. So that's what's happening. Obama is an anti-colonialist. He's the ultimate colonialist. But it's true that he wants to destroy our industry. But because he's a globalist engaging in neo-feudalistic colonialism against the West. The New World Order is colonizing the West. It's banks, not countries.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A decision is being made by the president and the joint chiefs in the war room at the Pentagon. When they realize there is no possibility of recalling the wing, there will be only one course of action open. Total commitment. Mandrake, do you recall what Clemenceau once said about war?
No, I didn't think I knew, son. Yeah.
He said war was too important to be left to the generals. When he said that, 50 years ago, he might have been right. But today, war is too important to be left to politicians. They have neither the time, the training, nor the inclination for strategic thought.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
All right, finishing up with the Obama 2016 film. Hate him. You love him, hate him, you don't know him. Well, actually, I do know him, and I want to give everybody the truth of Obama. He is a CIA global-created minion who wants to destroy America. The CIA itself was created by foreign banks out of OSS and the National Security Act and has been strangling the Republic ever since, shipping in narcotics, funding Miss Magazine to destroy the family, funding and controlling UNESCO to demonize and confuse people's sexual orientation. That's what's going on that front. The NSA openly spies on us without warrants illegally. And the makers of this film do admit Obama wants to destroy our country, which is a big admission by Republicans, but because he's anti-colonial. No, our countries are seen by the global bankers that are colonizing with a new form of deindustrialization where they reverse development. They go in and wreck things to consolidate it to make you poor to control you. So it's a process of racing to the bottom by design, as Ross Perot warned. So it's a new type of extermination capitalism, which uses socialism to control people at the grassroots, but crony monopoly capitalism on the top. So I don't know what you call it. Neo-feudalistic. The best term would be neo-feudalistic colonialism. Neo-feudalistic, eugenics-based, planetary, bankster-controlled, finance-capital-controlled colonialism, or to give it a short term, world government of, for, and by private banking cartels to establish a deindustrialized, neo-feudalistic, serf-based colonialism. Or just hell on earth would be a better term. Standardizing evil, standardizing destruction. Satan's plan. I don't know what you call something this wicked. But banning gardens worldwide, UN murdering villagers from Latin America to Asia, from Burma to Nigeria, just lining whole villages up, machine gunning them, back of the newspaper, Al-Qaeda lining people up, shooting them, blowing up churches, all NATO-funded, just hell on earth. For about 10 minutes, Mike Adams joins us, and I promise I'll get to the callers who've been holding the longest, like Ron and Cliff and Billy and Sean and Fred. I'll at least get to all of you. But, I mean, that's it. No. This is the new model of colonialism. Globalism is banker occupation, banker colonialism, where they colonize your family, they colonize your body, they kill you, they own the medical system. They never say, why is everybody getting cancer? It's like, oh, we got treatments, they're giving it to you. It's colonization by Satan, basically. It's the Royal Commission of 49 put out by the British. But now that we're so close to it, they spin it and say, oh, there's no mention of globalism. Oh, no. He wants globalism to help the poor. No. Globalism is colonialism under a new name, but not an old-fashioned colonialism that actually had some good points to it. Does it depend on how it was implemented? All right, I'm done. They sell colonialism like it's good while claiming Obama's against it when he's carrying out a modern, particularly carcinogenic form of it. It's just... But I want to talk to the filmmaker to see if he... Because so many of these intellectuals are smart, but to a level. Because they're not bad people. They can't imagine what's really going on. Oh, it makes my brain burn. Okay, shifting gears to something incredibly important. I thought of one guy last night when I saw this. My wife goes, uh-oh, it's on Yahoo. Uh-oh, it's on Wired. Uh-oh, it's on Drudge. It's everywhere. There's a full tilt rollout. ABC News, CNN, New York Times, Stanford... The Research Institute, in there with DARPA, they say organic isn't any better than regular. And before I read the articles, I said, it's going to admit it has the same mineral or vitamin content, which has been proven in independent studies not be true. You're on manure and other old-fashioned forms or on good soils with you know, all sorts of bacteria in it. There's all sorts of trace elements, you name it. They only looked at narrowly defined vitamins and minerals, a lower spectrum than what you really need, because I've read part of the study, it's long. And they go on to admit in footnotes, oh, but there are pesticides, herbicides, other toxic chemicals in the cheap pesticides they're using. It's really just toxic waste. Fluoride, you name it. But I mean, in high dosages, everybody needs a little bit of fluoride. Mercury, lead, all of this is in there. And they go on to say, yeah, and there's hormones too. Yes, synthetic ones. And then no discussion of the GMO angle. That it's genetically modified, and in all those studies, it's causing all sorts of reproductive problems in the lab rats, in the mammals that it's given to. So there's no discussion. It's like there's the same calorie nutrient content, they actually say, in McDonald's meat compared to grass-fed, which is just asinine. And it's because they're desperate. They're losing. Folks, they can be defeated. These people may be ruthless and in control, but they've been pushed back and defeated many times. They've just never been routed out. And if we ever push them all the way back, we've got to rout them out because this stuff's like cancer. It'll come right back. Again, they're not all powerful. This same elite interbred in England back in 1850 for three generations and created monstrosities thinking it would create supermen. They've got a scientific nightmare plan, but it's an old one they won't deviate from. They can be defeated. We know their plan. And so it goes over all this, but Michelle Obama says in her second term, they want to impact nature of food and grocery stores, put taxes on fat, salt, you name it, but nothing about additives, nothing about all the additives in TV dinners of silicone and petrochemicals in it, toxic waste, addictive, toxic, no discussion of bad fats versus good fats, burned fats, trans fats versus healthy fats like fish oil, the omegas, all those. No, just federal control over your food, like they're trying to do in a beta test in New York. Stanford scientists cast doubt on advantages of organic meat and produce. That's New York Times. Here's another one. Study sees no nutritional edge in organic food. USA Today. Organic food doing healthier than non-organic food, but always the fine print. Oh, but we're not talking about all the pesticides or the dead soil or the a total lie. But you can tell it's a PR rollout. It's everywhere. Organic farms not necessarily better for environment. And it goes on and on. Now, let's just stop right there. What they don't explain to you is, again, all the pesticides and the rest of it, or that the elites themselves, from China to the United States, from Monsanto laboratories to Bill and Melinda Gates facilities, it's total organic, total filtered water obsession, absolutely, totally obsessed. All of them are obsessed with nothing but pure organic. It's on record. Look it up, because they know. They are Trojan horsing us, their eugenicists, and they've been caught doing it. I give you Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. He has a new article, just went up at Infowars.com and NaturalNews.com. Flawed organic food study, really just a media psyop to confuse the public about organics when pushing GMOs. And you know why? I read his article. It's excellent. We're going to go over it. The one area he didn't cover is, well, he did cover it, but not. They're at a tipping point. Once more people want organic than the other, suddenly it's going to get cheaper because competition comes into the market, and they know everyone, when given the choice, will go for organic because it tastes better, looks better, lasts longer, everything. There's about to be a tipping point. We are on the verge of a tipping point, and I predict false flags against organic food producers where psyops will put stuff in the food to demonize organic. I predict that next. I know the enemy. I know their mind. Mike Adams, thanks for popping in. I'm ranting. Give us your take on this.
Thank you, Alex. But you're right on the money on this. This is a total media psyop. And it's probably no coincidence that this is happening right as Proposition 37 is being considered in California. That's the proposition that would simply require genetically modified organisms to be labeled on the foods. So we know what we're eating. We can make a consumer choice in a free market when we have good information. But they're resisting that. You also mentioned something else that's huge. The reason that they're so desperate coming out with this kind of information now is because we, in the alternative media, in the alternative movements, have been so successful at educating people about GMOs, about pesticides and how they cause Alzheimer's and dementia and cancer and many other terrible health conditions.
Lower IQ in societies that have heavy pesticide. I mean, if it kills bugs, it hurts your brain.
Hey, and don't forget, there's a form of fluoride called cryolite that is sprayed as an insecticide on grapes and other crops. They don't tell you about that. You don't find that in organic foods either. Now, the media spin on this study is complete hogwash. It is a total lie, not a bit of truth in it. First of all, the study, so-called study, is actually just a review. They did not test one single food for this study.
They reviewed, they admit, dozens of studies they cherry-picked.
Exactly. And even when they did that, they found that organic foods have significantly lower levels of pesticide exposure and significantly lower levels of superbugs, the antibiotic-resistant MRSA or bacteria strains that can kill you. They admitted that organic food has lower levels of that and lower levels of pesticide, but then you've got the media spinning this and saying, oh, it's no different. It's extraordinary, but it's a full-on psyop assault on organic foods, and I think you're right. They're probably going to false flag the organic foods industry.
Well, I mean, I know their playbook. It's not like – it's like I'm a high school football coach that's played another coach from across town for 15 years who's never changed his playbook. I know what they're going to do. I know how – they're Do you agree with me? Because I don't just say this to give, you know, the troops good news. I just report what I find. We're at a tipping point. The system knows it. They're panicking. That's why they're moving on all fronts. The consciousness is awakening. People are either going deeper into denial or awakening. But those of us that are awake are the equivalent of 20 regular zombies. And so we're now causing an exponential awakening.
The tipping point, Alex, is that people are tired of being poisoned. I don't care what political spectrum you come from. If you're a tree hugger, if you're a patriot, if you're a libertarian, you don't want to be poisoned. And you don't want to poison your children with fluoride and GMOs and pesticide residue that the corporations have been lying to us for decades, over even generations, saying it's safe. Meanwhile, cancer rates are skyrocketing. Alzheimer's is the next new big profiteering disease that Big Pharma is counting on.
And there's no discussion of why is it up thousands of percentage points and neurologic. They don't call it Alzheimer's when your 25-year-old gets it. They go, neurological diseases are way up.
Right. And autism now. I mean, look at the skyrocketing rates of autism. There has got to be a chemical component to this. We know vaccines are probably involved.
It's part of the cocktail trigger. Let me ask you that. If it's gone from 1 in 25,350-something 30-something years ago to 1 in 58... depending on the study, summer in South Korea, it's like 1 in 30-something. What is that 1,000 percentile point increase? Is that like, how many thousands of percentile increase is that?
It's like tens of thousands of percent increase. I don't have the math right in my head on that, but it's a huge, huge increase if you actually do the math. And the scientists can't explain it. They say, well, it couldn't be anything in the food. It couldn't be the vaccines. Meanwhile, you've got children in India getting polio from the polio vaccines. I mean, the vaccines are causing the diseases.
It's my grandfather used a cyanide-based anti-fly medication on his cows, and he and all the ranchers that ended up using it, all of them ended up dying of lung cancer when they were 50-something years old. It wasn't, I mean, and then later it came out, that pesticide, if you breathe it, you were dead. It's kind of like our troops breathing the DU. It's a death sentence. But they didn't care.
They remember, this is a big, this story about attacking organics is really designed to confuse the public so that they can make people eat GMOs and think that GMO crops are identical to conventional crops. That is a line straight out of Monsanto's playbook. That's exactly what they say, except when they go to the U.S. Patent Office, they say, no, give us a monopoly over the seed because it's different. So on one hand, they say it's the same as regular foods, but on the other hand, they say it's different, give us a patent, and they get the patent. So how can it be the same and be different at the same time?
Do we know why BT corn and all the big studies, and people just type in GMOs linked to organ failure deformities in lab animals? You'll get thousands of reports. I mean, it's not debated. Clearly, from what I've researched, they're engineering things into there that aren't just the traits they're stacking or claiming. But I mean, what's happening when the rats are dying, but we're supposed to eat it?
Well, yeah, the rats are dying. The cats are dying. When they conduct these experiments on cats with chemical exposure, they're now finding what's called transgenerational epigenetic inheritance, which means that if you are exposed to pesticides and fungicides today, your great-grandchildren will exhibit the neurological damaging effects of those same fungicides, even if they themselves were never exposed to them, Alex. This is a multi-generational poison.
And by the way, they mentioned that in the science fiction movie The Island, where it's a clone, but it still gets the memories of its other clone. That's an exaggeration, but you're right. The genetic engineers have now proven there is genetic memory, not just inside. Instinct being passed. So our retardation, literally in our genetic code, in the 94% they said was junk, it wasn't. Those recordings are now being passed to our children, and our very genetic code is being damaged. Talk about absolute crime, not just killing one person, but robbing the species of its vigor.
Absolute evil, Alex. This is the attempted annihilation of the genetic line of most of the population through the foods, through the fluoride, through the vaccines. This is genocide. And the mainstream media is going along with it and saying, eat the poison, poison your children. Just go along with it. Don't worry. You know, be confused. Maybe you'll just buy the poison and you won't know the difference.
And notice we're the command base. The whole world's saying no. They'll go in militarily and plant in countries like Brazil, France, where the farmers burn it down because they know what's going on. Here, we are leading the world in all these diseases because we're the beta test, because we were the freest. We're the folks the globalists hate. They're soft killing us.
You know, Obama apologized a year ago or so for the experiments on the Guatemalan prisoners, the medical experiments funded by the U.S. government back in the, I think, the 1940s.
It was on children, too. They shot them up with syphilis.
Absolutely, yeah. What about the experiments taking place on the entire consuming population today? GMOs are an experiment, a medical experiment. The vaccines are all experiments. These pesticides are experiments. We're all lab rats, worse than Guatemala. Where is the apology or even the recognition of that? We're all going to be thalidomide babies in the next few generations. We're being killed, Alex.
Well, they killed us. No, I mean, Hitler lined you up and shot you, and he got caught and got in trouble. And they went underground. They wrote white papers. It's in my film again. They said, we're going to pose as liberals, and we're going to put it in the food and water. We're going to kill everybody. And then we'll make money as we kill them running the hospitals, and we'll have brainwashed doctors that are compartmentalized and just want to drive around on their jet boats all day who'll kill people for us who aren't even really conscious of it. They're just lazy.
Yeah. Well, my message to all patriots, anybody who wants to have a future, is eat GMOs, avoid the poison, avoid GMOs, avoid the poisons, eat only organics. Pardon my misspeak there. God, they're starting to get into my brain, Alex.
No, the globalists, all of you that love the system, eat nothing but McDonald's.
Yeah, right. Take your vaccine shots. Eat more GMOs. It's insane. Drink your fluoride. I mean, did you see the fluoride story that we did last week? Where the Chinese companies that export it say, oh, this is a pesticide, this is a nuclear industry chemical, and you can put it in your water. I mean, that's the way they openly describe it.
Well, they also admit, again, the main exporter worldwide is China, but the U.S. produces a lot of its own out of Florida and in places like that. They admit there's hundreds of other chemicals in this stuff. This is the poison they can't put in the fertilizer because they mine that out of these mines, for folks that don't know, limestone mines, same place. One of the biggest manufacturers is uranium mines. They take the extra waste and put it in our water and just call it the hydrofluorosilic acid or however you actually pronounce it. And then people get confused with calcium fluoride that you do need a little bit of that's in some of the longevity products and others, a tiny amount to activate the other minerals and vitamins. They don't know that's different than the other variants we're talking about, which are in massive amounts and toxic.
Yeah, it's completely different. And the poison is in the dose. So you can handle, in fact, your body needs trace elements of these so-called even heavy metals. You need a little bit.
But when they give you massive amounts of the hydrofluorosilic acid, if I'm pronouncing it right, and all the others from the scientists I've talked to, right, it then blocks the uptake of all the other minerals and things. That's why they overdose you with that, and then it acts as an adjuvant to accelerate the other chemicals they're putting in.
But the bottom line is that patriots need to know that you got to take care of your body if you want to have a chance at anything. I mean, you have to maintain your cognitive function. Your brain needs to be able to work so you can think critically, so you can stay awake. Your listeners, Alex, talk about being awakened. How are you going to stay awake? You got to get off these chemicals if you want to stay awake. Otherwise, you're just going to be a zombified drone like most of the population today.
In closing, I'm going to hit a few final calls. I appreciate you popping in. Your article's excellent, breaking this down at Natural News. .com and PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com right now. Get this out to everybody. Fight back against their tyranny. I'm going to send it out on Twitter as soon as this hour ends at Real Alex Jones here in a moment. But in closing, do you agree with me, though, that this is a desperation when they're now trying to tell people that organic, you know, is the same, except there are some pesticides and stuff in it? I mean, this seems like they're desperate.
They're clearly desperate, and it's a result of the success of organizations like InfoWars and your show actually telling the truth about the importance of nutrition in establishing freedom and liberty. If you want to be a free person, you have to be a healthy person and not be a victim slave to the medical establishment, and you've been really powerful.
Well, our listeners have. It's so important for them to get this out. Great job, Mike Adams. Talk to you again soon.
Thank you. Take care.
There goes Mike. Let's jam in some calls. I didn't even get to this yet. I mentioned it. But I'm going to cover it on the nightly news tonight and tomorrow in more detail. Activists put on terror watch lists to prevent him from protesting DNC, and they arrested him saying protesting is terrorism, and it says in the manual that protesting is illegal and that it's terrorism, and they asked prosecutors to keep him in jail so that he couldn't protest. I mean, it's like Soviet Russia or something. Let's go to Ron and then Sean and others. Ron in Hawaii, you're on the air. Welcome.
Thank you very much, Alex. I wanted to call two items. I wanted to say thank you very much for your work with InfoWars. You woke my wife and I up about a year ago. You and your family are welcome in our home anytime. I wanted to confirm your TSA story. I was traveling and did a layover in Anchorage, Alaska, purchased a bottled water, drank some of it, put it in my backpack, got in line to get on the airplane, and I was pulled out of line so that they could actually test the water that I had just purchased from one of the vendors.
And again, they say, well, it might be a bomb. They've already searched you going through, but they even stand outside the Starbucks. That's the footage we have. And you get the coffee, and they do it, and they even laugh. It's a big joke that I'm the government. I'm going to stick something in your drink. Take your shoes off. It's meant to make you feel vulnerable. It's meant to make you feel like just any demand you're going to follow.
Yes, sir. Well, thank you very much for your work. And
well, thank you. What did you say to them? What did you say when they wanted to search your water?
Well, it was interesting that 100% of the time I'm actually selected for the extra random security checks. And the two ladies who were in charge sent a young boy over, and they looked through the line, and they looked at me, and I can be quite belittling to people, but I simply stared them down and asked them why they were doing this, and they told me they were looking for fumes for explosives.
Yeah, and again, they knew you're getting on the plane, you're at a layover, you'd bought the water there, you're past their stupid checkpoint where they teach you how to be a slave so they can then roll it out on the streets. And again, it's about them getting their hands on you, them putting things in your drinks. Soon they admit they're going to want to take DNA. They're downloading your laptops and phones. It's total prisoner induction training. This is what happens to you when you get to prison. Thank you for the call, Ron. Let's talk to Sean in Tennessee, listening on 1490 WJOC. Where are you listening in Tennessee?
I'm listening in Chattanooga, man. I really hope you would come here sometime. I knew you went to Knoxville, the closest you could get.
Well, I almost stopped. I just didn't have time. I just got too much going on, but I want to come to Tennessee. What's on your mind?
Well, there's a man named Lynn Woolley who's from Houston, Texas there, said he's been on your show, okay? I heard him a couple years ago on Michael Savage saying that you have actually been on Russian TV and stuff like that, and just some really strange things Mr. Woolley was saying about you. I don't know if you're familiar with it. I think that's how his name is pronounced.
You're talking about George Woolley?
He has said that you had talked lots of times with this LaRouche person or something.
I don't know. I go on all sorts of news, and yeah, that is a talking point that I'm that I work for the Russians, because I've been on Japanese TV, been on Israeli TV, Russian TV, U.S. TV, Canadian TV. I'm just the guy from Texas who wants freedom. You know, my fruits are liberty and freedom, but I don't know the Woolley guy you're talking about. I think a George Lynn Woolley, a guy I've protested abortion with here in town, a conservative. But, I mean, what's your question?
Well, I'm wondering what credibility he has. Maybe there's some things that he's not telling people that you know about him.
I don't know who the person is, but, no, I work for the Bill of Rights and Constitution of my family. I don't work for Vladimir Putin or anything. But I do go on television shows and talk about liberty and the Bill of Rights and Constitution. And I know these neocon shows, that has been a talking point, because I've seen some other people come out and say it, and they have tiny audiences. And I mean, it's a way to change the subject. I'm like, hey, fluoride's giving us cancer. Our cancer rates are up. Harvard admits it. And it's like, you're a Russian. And I'm like, or hey, the UN's announcing world government. And they're like, you're a racist. Or, hey, Obama's healthcare is bad. Well, you're a racist. Obama takes too many vacations. You're a racist. You're a Russian spy. You're a racist. You work for Israel. You work for the Vatican. You know, I just want freedom. But the question is, what are all of you going to do to fight for freedom?
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
All right, taking a few final calls in overdrive here. A ton of key information coming up, retransmission on some AM and FM stations that carry the fourth hour, and XM and others. You know, I just had a caller, if you just joined us, who was like, I heard this guy on these shows saying you're with Lenin LaRouche and the Russians or something. I don't agree with Lenin LaRouche's solutions. His analysis of the colonial model worldwide through globalism is accurate. But the globalists are colonizing our countries, deindustrializing us, like they used to do third world countries or primitive countries. And then it just changes the subject off of things. I mean, are the Russians here with TSA checkpoints sticking their hands on our pants? Are the Russians putting Al-Qaeda in charge in Libya and Syria? It's a way to change the subject and try to project a Cold War era stuff on Americans who are trying to defend this republic. That's my point on that. I wish I had more time with that caller, but we're almost out of time. Sean in California, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex, how you doing, bud? Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, good to hear from you.
Cool. I just wanted to talk about something that you touched on the other day, and it was that the elite are poisoning us and keeping the cures for themselves. And I wanted to speak on that. When I was 14 years old in 1994, I was in Las Vegas, Nevada, and one of my buddies had a dad who was really secretive, and every now and then people would come in and give him a bunch of $100 bills and go into the back room of his apartment. And we were asking, dude, what are these people paying all that money for to go into that back room? He's like, I can't tell you. I can't tell you. And eventually, we told him, look, dude, we're going to kick in that door when you're in the restroom. We want to know what's in there. He's like, all right, I'll tell you. But you can't tell anybody or my father will be erased. And that's the word he used. And I was 14 years old, and he opened that door, and there was a tent in the middle of the room surrounded by tanks. And it was called an ozone tent. And ozone, I guess, cleans out any impurity in your body. So one day we had to leave. He's like, hey, so many important's coming over. We got a bail. So we took off, which was unusual. We went across the street and we were walking. About 8 big black dudes jumped out of a Lincoln, went upstairs, very well dressed, and then they were there for about 20 minutes and they left. And it turns out it was somebody for a famous basketball player looking for a cure. But they said that the condo was too dirty and it was absolutely immaculate. So I just want to say there is a cure out there. It is available. I was on Skype when they had Skype Live. I was speaking with people in multiple countries about it. And they said it's available everywhere but America and Europe. So,
well, there are a lot of... I appreciate your call. I want to be careful about cure because you can have a bunch of different things going on and then somebody doesn't get cured. There are very effective treatments for everything. It's kind of like Raiders of the Lost Ark at the end of the movie where you see the Ark of the Covenant being brought into a giant warehouse with thousands of other boxes. And that's basically an analogy or a parable of all the suppressed stuff the globalists end up using for themselves. And there's a lot of evidence that some of them are staging their deaths now before they're given life extension technologies. We're living in 2012, folks. Cliff in Canada, you're on the air. Welcome.
Greetings, Alex, my brother. I've been following you long before you had a nationally syndicated talk show. And now I notice that you and Prison Planet and Infowars.com is being quoted by major media around the world. We've all known that everything you've talked about is real. It's been happening for a long time. Now we have confirmation, and thankfully the level of consciousness is exploding. I'm energized by the fact that since last November, directly attributable to you, people are finally waking up.
Here's I think it's you, the listeners. In fact, that things have gotten so out in the open and so crazy. And people, there's a racial instinct in humanity across, racial lines, really the human race, that realizes we're all in danger, and that will get people out of their stupor. The New World Order isn't all powerful.
It's true. Things are getting crazy, though. Up here in British Columbia, the medical establishment's now mandated that nurses who don't take their vaccinations not only have to wear a mask when they're dealing with the public, but they also have to wear a special little badge, kind of like a Star of David on their forehead.
Oh, yeah. And they want them to take dozens of vaccines. This is the new tyranny. We're under national security. You're not going to have a job if you don't take all the shots. And if they put you on a list, you just disappear. Again, it's all just... But instead of being afraid of this, we've got to call them out for what they are. This is the real civil rights movement against the New World Order.